this is good character. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving him such a reward. The person that fast, and generally fast can be long and hot and difficult. So the whole day the man is fasting. And then after fasting the whole day, can you imagine how tired he is at night? But the whole night he's standing up in tahajjud. What level of servitude and exertion this person is give? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us that person who adopts good character, he can reach the daraja in the rank of this type of person. Showing us how important it is to display and to have good akhlaq and good character. Unfortunately, we're living in times that people say that we feel it easier to deal with non-Muslims. We want to deal with non-Muslims rather than dealing with the Muslim. Or sometimes the akhlaq displayed by the non-Muslims are better than the Muslims. Whereas so much of emphasis is given in our deen about showing good akhlaq, showing good character. And sometimes a small gesture of kindness can be a big dawah towards Islam. Person is driving on the road, he sees somebody wants to cross. So he slows down and he allows that person to go past and he may gestures that continue, go. Or somebody wants to turn, he gives the person way. This person sees him with a beard, he sees him with a topi. He says that, hey, this is a Muslim person. He doesn't realize that he's giving indirect dawah. He's not speaking with his mouth, but just by the fact that he's showing the person, I'm giving you the right of way. You were right in moving, but you stop and you give the person some type of way. It was just a little gesture from your side, from our side. But this goes a long way in giving dawah towards Islam. So all has got to do with good character. A person finds out from his neighbor every now and then, do you need anything? Is everything okay? Or he finds out that somebody is born in that family, he takes one gift and he goes. Or somebody is not well, he just goes and he makes it a point of visiting. Sometimes the neighbor gets touched, the family members get touched. This person, despite his busy schedule, has taken out time to come and visit me and come and see me. Person doesn't have to speak a lot, but just his presence there, the fact that he came with one small gift, one small present, it makes a big difference to people. And sometimes people are in search for this. Today, very few people show love to each other. So sometimes people are just waiting for that gesture of love, for that gesture of courtesy. It makes a very big difference to a person, just that little bit of love. If ulama explained that one of the reasons why children are so disobedient today, and why children don't listen, is because they're lacking that love. That love that should be shown from the elders, from the seniors, that's not there. All the time they're getting rebuked, getting scolding, or getting punishment, but that love that should be shown is not shown there. So therefore we should make it a point of bringing the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our lives. That he got along with the children, he got along with the seniors, he got along with every person in the community. They felt as though they could identify directly with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today's hadith, عن أبي أمامة الباهلي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا زعيم ببيت في ربض الجنة لمن ترك المراء. حضرت أبو أمامة الباهلي رضي الله عنه, he says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that I am the guarantor. Imagine Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام saying, I am the guarantor, I'm guaranteeing for the person a house in the outskirts of Jannah. لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْمِرَىٰ, that person who leaves out disputes and fighting, وَإِنْ كَانَ مُحِقًّا, even though he is justified and he's right. He's on the right, but just the fact that he were to leave out a dispute and to leave out any kind of problem, this person says, never mind, I'm giving up my right of disputing, I'm not going to dispute this matter, I'm giving it up. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saying, for such a person, I am a guarantor for a house on the outskirts of Jannah. Can you imagine a person getting a house there? Doesn't mean that he'll just get the house and he'll go into Jahannam. It means that the person also will go to Jannah. Otherwise, what is the use of the house if he can't go to Jannah? So in other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is guaranteeing that this person will go to Jannah. Why? Simple thing. There was a situation where he was right. He went into the complex. Somebody parked in his parking. So now he knows, now he's going to start fighting with that person. It'll become a dispute. That why did you park in my parking? So he said, never mind. I'll just park my car somewhere else today and I'll give it up as a dispute. I won't fight with him. Or sometimes somebody is owing him money and unnecessarily that person is delaying and the person is not paying. Or somebody supplied him some goods and said the goods are damaged. Now he brought it to that person's attention that the goods are damaged. The person is not interested. He's saying, no, you damaged the goods. Now he knows that it will become a long drawn dispute if I'm going to go and take him to court. So he said, never mind, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm giving up this dispute. I'm on the right here. These goods were supplied to me like this. I'm on the right. I got all the right to go and dispute the matter. But for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm giving it up. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is saying that I'm guaranteeing this person a house in the outskirts of Jannah. So simple. How often it happens that we are in the right, whether it's at home, there's some dispute with the wife, there's some dispute with some family member, but we want to continuously take it up. We should think about this hadith that if I just give up this dispute for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is guaranteeing me a house in the outskirts of Jannah. House here means palace. Palace, not just a small house, but a palace in Jannah. وَبِبَيْتٍ فِي وَسَطِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْكَذِبِ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, then I guarantee a person a house in the center of Jannah for that person who gives up lies. He doesn't lie. For the sake of Allah, he speaks the truth all the time. Doesn't matter what the situation is. He may lose a big percentage of the Prophet if he's honest with the deal. But doesn't matter if I lose the Prophet, but I'm going to be 100% honest. This is the garment, or this is the item I'm selling, this is the problem. Person is very, very transparent in what he does. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that I am the guarantor for him, a palace in the center of Jannah. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, "Wa in kana mazihan," that this person speaks the truth. This person leaves out lying even in joking. So he's so honest in what he does that even when he's joking also, in his joke also there's truth. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he did this before, that when he would say something, for example, even when he was joking, then also he would make sure that the joke that he was saying had truth in it. It wasn't a lie, the joke. Sometimes we say something and the person says, "But hey, why you told me?" He said, "No, I was just joking." So even in our jokes also, we must be very, very honest. So this is what this hadith is saying, that I guarantee a person a palace in the center of Jannah who leaves out lying even when he's joking. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says the third category, will be baitin fi a'la al-jannati liman hasuna khuluquhu. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that I guarantee a person in a palace in the highest levels of Jannah. Highest levels of Jannah, I guarantee a person a palace for who? لِمَنْ حَسُنَ خُلُقُهُ For that person that has good akhlaq, that person that has good character, I guarantee for him a palace in the highest levels of Jannah. Who doesn't like to have a house in the upmarket elite areas? Somebody's given a choice of having a flat in Balito, in Mshlanga, or these top areas. Who wouldn't want to have a flat there? Somebody wants to offer him, he'll be so happy to take it. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, I'm offering you a palace in the highest levels, in the highest places in Jannah. For who? That person who has good akhlaq. May Allah subhanallah give us this good akhlaq. Bring it and make it part of our lives. As we know, today is Friday. We should try and come early for Jumu'ah Salah. We should try and read Surah Kahf. Recite plenty salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And try and maximize the time, especially between Asr and Maghrib, wherein there's a time within that period where du'as are definitely answered. We should make it a point that this is a Mubarak time. Take our time in that moments and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.